We're the gang from What You Remember, and this is Remember Rewind. Remember Rewind. Remember Rewind about video games. What we remember, rewind. What we remember, rewind. What we remember, rewind.
That's a good save.
Part one, because I'm sure we'll talk about video games again. So I'll say part
this
one.
This is going to be like a million parts.
I wanted to ask you, guys, if you were to go back and think about the SNES, what's your favorite kind of more obscure video game?
For SNES?
Metal Warriors. It was a game where you were a little dude who could go inside of a robot, and there was like different robots in the game,
like,
and they all had different powers. You just go through the levels.
Oh, man.
But there was also a mode where it was a versus mode where you'd go against another person. You'd, like, get in and out of robots and, like, destroy their robot and then, like, hop in another one and just try to kill the little guy. So there was, like, it was, like, two games in one, and it was incredible. And it was so fun, and the robots were unique, and it was wonderful.
That
the
sounds pretty cool.
Rented a Blockbuster, of course, because that's where you get it.
Yeah.
Metal Warriors.
Metal Warriors. Okay. Is it like a Gundam thing, or is it...
It's like a side-scrolling...
Side-scrolling, okay.
Side-scrolling mech shoot-em game, but it had like an element of a fighting game.
Yeah.
I think my favorite obscure SNES game, I think it was called Desert Storm, and it was like...
Is it a helicopter?
It is a helicopter game.
Oh, I do know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
you fly like an Apache helicopter around. I knew it for Genesis more than Super Nintendo. Blow tons of stuff up, and I played the crap out of that game.
There's a newer game called Brigador... That's okay. Like in the same vein as that. If you want to
check it out, yeah.
Is it just one of those like your aerial shot? You're scrolling.
It's like a side view
forward?
Helicopter side view thing.
Sort of. It's kind of isometric. Like you're attacking stuff on the ground and in the air. It's not like a shooter on rails kind of thing where you're flying through just shooting at stuff. Like you have missions. You have to like blow up a depot or something of ammo. So you have to like fly around this map until you find it. And like things are kind of
attacking.
Oh, really?
That sounds kind of cool.
It was a weird game. Like I don't remember. I don't know of any other game that I remember playing that was similar. Like it's a strange game.
Yeah.
And it's not the game I would play the most. Like I probably like if I had to pick like my favorite game from SNES.
Donkey Kong Country, baby.
Donkey Kong Country 2. I prefer 2 way or a lot over 1.
They're both very.
They're both so good though. Those two games are great.
Yeah.
The music alone makes those games amazing.
Definitely. Mine would be a game called Chuck Rock.
I know Chuck Rock.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. You play as a caveman.
Okay, it makes sense.
It's just a side-scrolling type game.
Okay. I think there was like a game called like Bonk's Adventure for Neo Geo, and I think Chuck Rock was kind of like trying to do the same thing.
Oh, man.
Oh, really?
That game, yeah.
Yeah. That one's nostalgic for me because I just remember like playing it with my brothers and stuff. Just like sitting in the living room, just on that game. The character is like constantly just says like "unga bunga" the entire time. And it's like burned in my memory.
Unga bunga.
I think there was a game called Joe and Mac that was also like a caveman game, and there was an NES game called The Caveman Games, which was like a Winter Olympics, but you were a caveman.
That's so good.
There was like hair throwing, like your wife by the hair and push a rock.
That's awesome.
And like
bring that back.
It was really silly,
dude. Like old games, like because people were being so experimental, are just. So weird. I remember I played there's a PC game I had that was just like called the Winter Olympics. I think technically it was called like Winter Olympics at Lilyhammer or something.
Oh wow.
You cannot find this game now. It was also released on I think a couple of consoles, and I found ports of those versions of the game, and they are very different from the PC version I had, and I cannot find the PC version I had. But it was an amazing game where you choose your event and the graphics were crazy and bobsledding was impossible.
Yeah.
Like you're like you just watch behind your bobsled and you're trying to like aim it to so it doesn't fly off the track. Mm-hmm. And it would always fly off the track.
That was the first Olympics where they switched it to every 2 years it'd be the summer, 2 years later it'd be the winter. Yeah. They were before that, they were just doing it like the summer and the winter were in the same year.
Oh my god.
And they just wait every four years.
Yeah.
I kind of like that better. It's like more exciting to see one after the other.
I don't know. I feel like that's too long. I'd forget about it. I'd be like, eh. Although at the same time, I guess then you're extra excited when they come around again.
I want some.
Yeah.
I take them every year. Give me the autumn games. Give me the spring games.
never stop the games.
Just keep make new sports for me to watch. Yeah. I don't care.
Oh, man. Well, what would be your autumn games then? They've like taken everything. They scooped it all up
leaf
already.
Raking,
leaf raking.
Pumpkin carving.
Pumpkin carving. Apple bobbing.
Yes. The most basic ones, but like then you get like pro athletes doing that.
Yeah.
Like, that guy can bob an apple.
They start having scholarships in schools for apple bobbing. Apple bobbing.
Telling your kids, like, I got the golden apple bobbing. Yeah. And
there's going to be some,
2018.
Like, angry dad who wants his kid to play football instead of the kid wants to apple bob. Yeah, no son of mine's going to be an apple bobber.
Dad, I made the U.S. apple bobbing team.
You're no son of mine.
You get the dramatic.
I just want you to like me and be proud.
I can't wait for the dramatic biopic of that, where it's the struggles of trying to become the world's best apple bobber.
He keeps in slow motion dunking his head.
That's a movie really waiting to happen.
I've got lockjaw. The Olympics are next week.
It's got a giant face cast.
There's a rewrite of movie here that we're gonna
do. Yes. Oh yes.
Oh, Johnny Apple Bobber.
We're gonna make that movie.
Oh, that's too funny.